Jaden talking about, and honestly, a lot of this clip is Ocho Cinco talking about it, but Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, and for a lot of people, presumed soon-to-be draft pick by the Washington Commanders at number two overall, Jaden Daniels talking about the weapons in the Washington offense.
Was very important for quarterbacks, especially coming out in the draft. You think about your situation at LSU. You look at your supporting cast that was around you. They make your job very easy. Malik Nabers and the rest of the receiving core. At number two, based on, again, I'm not Mel Kiper, but they talk about Caleb Williams going first. Obviously, he'll be going to the Bears. The Commanders are number two. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking you, number two, period. Look at the supporting cast that you have in D.C.
They got some dogs over there.
Jahan Dotson, McLaurin. Man, listen, boy, you're gonna be in heaven. You're gonna be in heaven. And I think it's so imperative that you go to the right situation, so you have your receiving core. Once you got a receiving core and they're able to build around you, and you can just be you.
Yeah.
Man, but it's going. I'm not saying it's gonna be a breeze, but I just know. I know the work you put in. Because it shows up on film, so the transition from college to NFL is gonna be It's gonna be awesome.
Sure.
All right, so B, I want you to react to that because basically Ocho just talked about it, but the way Jaden just kind of agreed and reacted in like the positive manner,
I think it's stuff been going on we don't have a clue of. I think he is excited if he goes. I think if Washington picks him, he's gonna be as excited as anything else. And I think they've probably told him they're probably going to pick him. You know, what I've learned about this recruiting thing is it's very rare that a team tells you, we don't like how you play. We're not going to pick you. When you leave most of the teams you visit, they're going to tell you, we will love to have you in this building. We can't wait till you come. They leave you with a positive mindset just in case something happens. They don't normally speak negative. So his reaction tells me he's heard some positivity.
Yeah.
And also he's seen what they have and know what they can work with.
Brian, let me ask you this. After the emoji heard around the world, don't you think it's, what can I appropriately say here? Don't you think it's entirely possible and probable that someone in the Commanders organization reached out to someone amongst Daniels' representatives and kind of smoothed things out? And don't you think that's probably part of why someone within Daniels' organization the following day tweeted out that it was fake news, that Daniels didn't want to go to Washington? And nobody cares what the crazy portions of the internet run away with because they know the truth and everybody feels pretty comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's entirely possible.
I think somebody reached out straight to Jaden Daniels also and said, look, man, we don't know what people are saying, this, that, and the other, but we really, really love you. And I think he Jaden or somebody told their agent, make sure they know what you meant by that because people are running away with it. You know, because they don't have to go to the agent necessarily at this point because Jaden Daniels is in the draft. They can call him directly and say, I want you to know how we feel about you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how it goes.
I tend to agree with you, Brian.